Cardinal Oswald Gracious of Bombay says Pope Benedict's decision to step down expresses very clearly his love for the Church, but also his courage to do what no pope has done for such a long time. Speaking to Vatican Radio, the Indian Cardinal described his reactions and thoughts on hearing the surprise announcement.
I would say that it's with absolute surprise, but also a twinge of sadness that I got the news of resignation of our beloved Holy Father, Benedict XVI. I thought this resignation expresses really very clearly his love for the Church and yet his courage to do what no one has done for such a long time. He loves the Church and he doesn't want the Church to be in any way disadvantaged because of his failing health or age. He will be remembered very, very much for his brilliant acumen, his unshakable faith. He is a very gentle person, courageous, and yet so humble with solid ethical and spiritual grounding. I would say, looking back at his papacy last few years, the legacy of the Pope is tremendous. He guided the Church, I was thinking, with prophetic insight, tremendous zeal, and spiritual and theological grounding. All his actions have been guided by his intense personal prayer and reflection for the good of the Church. India loves Pope Benedict XVI, and India prays for Pope Benedict XVI.
What would you say, Your Eminence, to those perhaps who might think that by resigning he didn't do the correct thing? I mean, he should have trusted in God who would guide him. In the beginning when he took up the job, he totally put himself in God's hands. But then to leave the Church at this moment, I mean, do you think he has made a wise decision according to those critics who might be?
I can understand if he does, because the decision was so unexpected that shot all of us. When I first heard it, I was just getting on the plane last evening, and I thought it was some hoax. I checked a little bit, double-checked, and it was true. But no, I respect his decision. I think he trusts in God, and in prayer, I'm sure that's why I said prayer and reflection, he surely felt that God awarded him to perhaps step aside and give the leadership of the Church to somebody who would be able to have more physical strength. So I respect this decision.